The next case for argument is 16-2558 In Re North Carolina Lottery. Whenever you're ready, sir. Mr. Bennett? Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. I represent the North Carolina Lottery. The North Carolina Lottery is a state agency that operates the official lottery of the state of North Carolina. The North Carolina Lottery has applied to register the mark First Tuesday in connection with its lottery services, lottery cards, and scratch cards for lottery games.
Does your position depend on our concluding that you can't consider the explanatory text? In other words, do you agree that if we read First Tuesday mark in connection with the explanatory text, it does become descriptive?
No, my position doesn't depend on the outcome there. Matter of fact, I think the specimens can be considered. The question is what they can be considered for. In this case, you know, the test for trademarking, the test for descriptiveness is whether the mark itself immediately conveys information about the ingredients, the qualities, or characteristics of the goods or services. Now, in this case, the mark is First Tuesday.
In connection with how the purchasing public would see that mark, right?
Correct. And I'm not arguing that the mark should be considered in the abstract. It's very clear in the case law that you have to consider the goods and services, which are lottery services and these instant games.
But we also are required to consider the advertising, aren't we?
Correct. I'm getting to that, Your Honor.
Okay.
Also, I think that you have to consider the specimens of record. I've never argued that the specimens of record cannot be considered. I think the issue here in this case, for example, specimens are often relied upon to show what goods or services are being offered by the applicant. And in that case, I think that's what's happening here. You can certainly look at the specimen, and the specimen clearly informs a person that views the specimen that one aspect of the service is that lottery card, that new instant scratch games are offered on the first Tuesday of every month. And so looking at the specimen to understand that is one aspect of the service, that's an appropriate use of the specimen in that case. I think what the examiner has done in this case is akin to a patent case where you have to construe the claims in light of the specification, but you don't read limitations from the specification into the claims. And I think the same thing is true here. Certainly, you have to consider the specimen. You have to consider the goods and services. You have to consider the advertising.
But are you arguing that First Tuesday has some kind of significance beyond the fact that the new scratch-offs are issued every First Tuesday?
No, my contention is that when a consumer is presented with a mark First Tuesday, that merely suggests that something happens on Tuesday, but it leaves it to the imagination what happens, that it doesn't explain what happens on
that
Tuesday.
But if we're allowed to consider the other stuff, which I think you've conceded, then it doesn't leave it to his imagination. The consumer understands what happens on the First Tuesday, right?
Correct. But the test for trademark infringement is whether the mark conveys that information. Yes, the specimen provides additional information that's not conveyed by the mark itself.
It really seems to me like you're suggesting that even though we can look at the specimen and the advertisements and stuff, we really can't.
No, I think you can.
Because once you look at it, you have to concede that the consumer would understand First Tuesday to mean new scratchers every First Tuesday.
Well, I think it's self-evident that once somebody explains the connection, that the consumer would understand the connection. And I think the fact that it needs to be explained indicates that the mark is not descriptive. If you look at the director,
wouldn't it need to be explained if you use the word the mark in a way that wasn't normal? But they don't explain First Tuesday. First Tuesday is used in the exact same way it's used in the mark.
Well, in the mark, when you look at the word First Tuesday, It says nothing about scratch cards. It says nothing about new cards being issued. It says nothing about the first Monday of every, first Tuesday of every month. That additional understanding comes from the explanatory text. And yes, you have to understand that.
But the explanatory text doesn't change the meaning of first Tuesday.
No, I think it gives it meaning. It gives it new
it
meaning.
Still means what new meaning does it give it? It gives it the meaning first Tuesday, and the explanatory text is we new scratchers.
I think that the words first Tuesday vaguely suggest that something happens on a particular day, and the explanatory text adds additional meaning to that. My point is, I don't think the additional meaning that the is should be considered in determining what the mark itself conveys.
And I guess that's the question I have is, I believe our case law makes it clear that it's appropriate and maybe even necessary to consider how the mark is being used, how it's being promoted to the public, and so therefore how the public would understand the mark in the context of how it's being used. And so part of that necessarily includes things like your specimen and the advertising and things like that.
Correct.
And that's what channeled the TTAB to reach the decision it did. Is there an example, is there a case you're aware of where this court or another court said, well, we're not going to necessarily consider all of the specimen or all of the advertising content. We're going to reach a certain limit into what degree we're going to actually evaluate and test what's in there against the mark to figure out what the purchasing public would perceive. Is there a case like that that says there's a limit?
All right, that was a long question.
Sorry.
I've not been able to find a case that's exactly like this. I think this case is kind of one of first impression. I do want to correct something I think that is a misunderstanding. I've never argued that you don't consider the specimen and you don't consider it in its entirety. Yes, the specimen is relevant because it discloses.
But you keep saying that, but then you tell us we have to ignore the explanation in the specimen.
No, I'm not saying that we ignore it. I'm saying that once you understand that...
What is the point of considering it if it can't inform whether it's descriptive or not?
Okay. The specimen discloses that one aspect of our service is that the cards are issued on the first Tuesday.
What other aspect does first Tuesday refer to?
The words first Tuesday by themselves don't refer to that specific feature. They just vaguely suggest something happens. The specimen explains it. My point is that once you understand that is an aspect of the service, and once you understand the mark, you know, the mark is first Tuesday. The service, one aspect of the service is that we offer new lottery cards on the first Tuesday every month. To get from point A to point B, you can't get there without the explanatory text, because the mark doesn't tell you that.
But referring back to Judge Hughes' question, so to what extent do we use that explanatory information?
The extent is to explain that is one aspect of our service. That's clearly relevant.
But it doesn't make it descriptive, even though it explains?
The question is whether the mark is descriptive. It's whether the mark is two words.
So you're telling us, I think I'm repeating what Judge Hughes said, but you're telling us, yes, you can consider it, but it's irrelevant to the conclusion that we're trying to draw here.
No, I'm not saying that it's irrelevant. I'm saying that meaning that you can't take meaning that's conveyed by the explanatory text and then attribute that meaning to the mark and then say the mark with this new meaning that's given by that is descriptive.
It's not a new meaning. It's not a different meaning. It's the only meaning.
I disagree. I think the mark first Tuesday, had that explanatory text not been on the specimen, no one, I don't think, would ever guess what that mark meant.
Well, why are you trying to convey it to the consumer if it's meaningless?
Well, it's not meaningless.
One would understand it, in essence, it's meaningless.
Well,
right? Aren't you trying to convey to the consumer, look, something happens the first Tuesday of every month. In other words, we're issuing new scratch-offs and you ought to go buy them.
And that's what people do through advertising. They use advertising to give meaning to the marks. Once that connection is explained, people will remember it. My point is that without that explanation, the connection between the mark and the goods you can't make. You couldn't make that without a multi-step reasoning process, which makes that mark descriptive.
Well, it seems to me the legal proposition that you want us to accept is we have to consider the mark and whether it's descriptive separate and distinct and divorced from the explanatory material. That seems to me the legal proposition we would have to adopt to reach the conclusion you're trying to get us to reach.
I don't think that's the case. I think I particularly think if you look at my reply brief, I think that you'll understand that the word First Tuesday convey a certain meaning. They don't say any, that those words don't say anything about lottery cards. To understand that First Tuesday is referring to lottery cards, you have to first refer to the specimen. And then once you refer to the specimen and understand that First Tuesday is applying to lottery cards, then that gives you some more understanding. But that meaning is not conveyed by the mark. That meaning is conveyed by the specimen. And the test for descriptiveness is whether the mark immediately and directly conveys that understanding. I don't think the mark First Tuesday immediately and directly conveys the complete understanding that new lottery cards are issued on the first Tuesday of every month. That to get there, you have to combine what the vague suggestion that something happens on Tuesday that's implied by the mark with the additional understanding that's supplied by the explanatory text. You put those two together, yes. And now
when you
now,
say yes what? Yes, you would agree you, that if yes, if the yes, law if the law is that we have to consider the explanatory text in the specimen in advertising, then you concede that that First Tuesday all of a sudden becomes descriptive of an attribute of this mark.
I disagree. I think that if the understanding comes only after it's explained to you, then that's proof that it's not descriptive.
No, I understand that. But yeah. Let's assume for the moment that you do have to consider that explanatory text.
If
that's part of the analysis that we've got, we're required to consider it.
I don't think you have to. I don't think the case law says
but
that.
But let's stay with me here. If we have to,
then you would agree that now all of a sudden
Tuesday is descriptive of the service because the scratch offs are being sold every first Tuesday of the month.
Yes. If the rule of law was everything stated in the specification is attributed to the mark, then in that case the mark would be descriptive.
Okay. So the question is, as a legal matter, as part of the framework of the inquiry, should we be considering all that explanatory text or not?
And I think it's relevant to understand what the services are. But the ultimate question is, would a consumer presented with the mark First Tuesday, does the mark First Tuesday immediately and directly convey that understanding to an average consumer? And I don't think it does.
Okay, we're into your rebuttal. Why don't we hear from the government? Thank you.
May it please the court. I just have three small points, Your Honor. Number one, this court is required to consider the mark in context. The case law is pretty clear. We've cited it in our brief. You cannot look at the mark in an abstract. It has to be looked at in the context of how a consumer would view the mark in the context of the goods and services. And number two, the reason that the law requires that a specimen be submitted along with the trademark application is exactly for that reason, to show the applicant shows the agency how the mark is going to be used and how the consumer is going to view it. And they gave us those specimens.
That's a little hard, though, right? Because in the context of the world we're dealing with, if you're going to use a mark for advertisement, obviously you're going to not want it to be completely abstract. The whole point of doing an advertisement is so the consumers will be informed of a message, not so you'll leave them in Never Never Land not understanding what's going on, right?
Understood exactly, Your Honor. We understand that's important, that you can't just have the mark on its own floating around in outer space. Here, the mark is used specifically to market and promote these lottery cards. That's what the North Carolina Lottery is doing. They put First Tuesday. That's the mark that they want. First Tuesday with lottery cards that are periodically offered. You know, a consumer sees First Tuesday. The board made findings, the examiner made findings, and said that describes an aspect, not all aspects, not every aspect, but an aspect of these goods and services. That's the finding of the board. Those are fact findings. As far as the law goes, I think we've cited a number of cases that is, you know, binding precedent that say you can look to the advertising. You can look to the surrounding information. In this case, it's more than just advertising. The specimens themselves actually have this language in there about first Tuesday of the month. And then you also have advertising, I believe, on the North Carolina website that promotes the marks, talking about them being provided on the first
Tuesday. I'm a little curious about where we draw the lines in this. I mean, this one seems firmly on your side of the line, but you know, I assume a good example of what would be completely not descriptive would be like the Nike swoosh and the Just Do It thing put on athletic apparel. It is certainly not descriptive of athletics or apparel or things like that or their use, or but it's certainly meant at least some point to associate it with that kind of stuff. What about a middle ground like the Under Armour mark? I mean, Under Armour kind of, if you put it in the context of a t-shirt or, you know, compression shorts or something, sounds like it's being descriptive of what they're used for, which is underwear.
I think you're correct, Your Honor, that it is difficult to draw the line, but I guess an example that was raised in this case, I believe, our friends on the other side cited a case called Swatch, a Fourth Circuit case. The Swatch case, if you look at it, what happened there was the TTAB had said, no, that's not descriptive, it's suggestive. And in that case, the mark was to swap out watch bands with watch faces, you know, and it was this, you interchange bands with faces. Well, they had this postcard that was brought in as evidence. The postcard had arrows, it had other types of explanatory text. It was complicated. It was really hard for the consumer to actually figure out what that word meant, swap. Swap what? That had a lot of explanatory text. It was very detailed. It was very complex. Here, it's very simplistic. We've got first Tuesday on lottery cards. Furthermore, the explanatory text that we're talking about here is not complicated diagrams or arrows. What this is, they actually use the exact words, first and Tuesday. Those words, they use them in like normal language to describe their own service.
They don't have to define what first Tuesday
no,
means.
No, they use it in a sentence. That they say right below on the specimen, if I take you to the page, for example, on page appendix page 18, first Tuesday, new scratch-offs, the first Tuesday of the month. That's a sentence using the word first and the word Tuesday in normal language,
so
not as a trademark.
If that sentence wasn't there, then they would be okay? Then they get their mark?
We don't have that case, but let's...
I know, but just theoretically.
If it weren't there, I still think there could have been a basis for the board and the examiner to find descriptiveness, because the words first and Tuesday, they do have meaning. That's an ordinary meaning, the first Tuesday. I think there is descriptiveness there. I think they could have still found descriptiveness. Now,
you know, it could be first Tuesday of the year. Maybe first Tuesday of the month, first Tuesday of who knows what.
All those are possibilities, Your Honor. However, you know, appellant pointed out that they said no consumer could possibly figure this out and figure out that this is the first Tuesday of the month. Yet, you know, there's not a single piece of evidence brought forth by appellant in this record to show that. Now, what we do have in the record is evidence by the agency showing that it's descriptive. Their evidence saying, oh, no one would ever think that, because he said that here today and he said in his brief, there is no evidence like surveys or anything showing consumers would not understand what First Tuesday means in association with these goods and services. So I think part of this is we have to look at what evidence has been offered. Another part of it is the words First Tuesday in and of themselves do mean something. They mean the first Tuesday. That is descriptive of an aspect of these goods and services. And we know that the law says they don't have to be descriptive of all the aspects of the goods and services, just an aspect of the goods and services. And it qualifies, even if, in your hypothetical, even if those extra explanatory phrases weren't there. So I think it's a pretty solid case.
Is there a case? I mean, you know, we already have a concession on the other side, but is there a case that says when a service is offered is something that should be considered an attribute of the service itself? I mean, if the mark was something like 20 winners or $1 million, you know, then we can understand, okay, maybe that's descriptive of a winning ticket. You can get $1 million. Or maybe we know that in this round of the lottery, there's going to be 20 winners. But this is first Tuesday, and so I don't know of a case that where... So a word that's not necessarily descriptive of the actual character of the service or goods is actually considered merely descriptive under the trademark law?
Well, I mean, I don't have a specific example, but I do know the Chamber of Commerce case, which we've cited in our brief, that does say you need not describe each and every feature, which what you're talking about is, what about more detail? Why isn't it more descriptive?
Why does this count as an attribute of the goods and services when it's technically not something that's an element of the actual lottery service?
Well, Chamber of Commerce also says not just describe the goods, but of the services. What are the services here? The services that they're talking about are they're going to come forth with the new scratch-off lottery cards, and they're going to be offered on the first Tuesday of the month. Those are aspects of the services that are being offered. Now, the consumers, we know from the record, they're interested in when these things come out. There's a demand to know when the newly issued scratch-off cards come out. That is an aspect of the services it's important to the consumers, and that's what the board, the TTAB, is saying is being described by this language first Tuesday. So I think that's the core, and I don't have a specific case for you that's right on, but I think Chamber of Commerce stands for the principle that to be descriptive, it doesn't have to describe every aspect or every detail of the services of the product. It has to describe a single aspect, and we think this is sufficient for that, Your Honor. I don't really have any further unless there's more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to just very quickly address a couple of points. Judge Chin's question about is the fact that this is not really an essential characteristic of the service, the fact that we do this on Tuesday, we could just as easily do this on Monday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. The test for descriptiveness does state that the mark must immediately and directly describe a characteristic feature or quality, and the case law is specific in saying that it has to be a significant feature of that service. So that might go toward answering that question.
But why isn't this a significant feature of this specific service? I mean, the whole point of advertising all these things is so you get people to come out and buy these new ones every Tuesday, or the first Tuesday, I guess.
That's correct. Yes, I was trying to answer Judge. I mean, I'll leave it to you to decide how significant that is. That wasn't the crux of my argument. So. Regarding the use of the word First Tuesday, it's been stated that the word First Tuesday has been used descriptively in the advertisement, and that's correct. It's been used descriptively to mean the First Tuesday. It hasn't been descriptive. The word First Tuesday in that sentence don't convey the entire meaning. That there's a long sentence there to explain what happens on that First Tuesday.
I know, but the reason why the law is the way it is, where we need to consult your specimens in advertising, is to see if you're using your proposed mark in a descriptive manner. And so if that sentence is in fact using these words, First Tuesday, in a way that describes something about this lottery service, then it becomes much less likely that the consuming public is going to perceive your proposed mark as an actual mark that distinguishes the source of the service as opposed to being something that's just an interesting descriptive element of your service.
No, I understand, but there's a difference between, there's a difference in our case. The mark's used in the sentence literally to mean the first Tuesday. The two words first Tuesday don't say what happens. Again, there's other text that explains what happens on the day. This is not the same as, for example,
not very complicated text.
Yeah. It's not, and I'll get to that in a minute. But if we're going to have a rule of law that says the explanatory text can be attributed to the mark, then it shouldn't matter how complicated that is. And the Swap case that was discussed a few minutes ago, he said, well, there was a lot of explanatory text and arrows, but the fact is, in that case, the goods were watches that had swappable faces, and so the word swap described a feature of that. If you consider the explanatory text in that Fourth Circuit case, if explanatory text could be considered, I don't know how you draw the line. Well, it can only be considered if it's simple, but not if it's complicated. So I think the Swatch case actually supports our position, just as the Tumblebus case, which was cited in our brief. And the solicitor had argued that there's no evidence, that we provided no evidence on the consumer's understanding of the word, of the meaning of the word First Tuesday. On the contrary, as part of the record in this case, we cited the dictionary definitions of the terms First and Tuesday as evidence of what people would understand what that means.
So, thank you. All right. Thank you. We thank both sides, and the case is submitted.